yea and amen. So Father, we come to you, not in our name, but in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. We come with a heart filled with thanksgiving. We thank you for all the good things in our lives. You are the creator of all things good. And so, Father, we thank you for being in the midst and for us being in your presence. In your presence is fullness of joy. We thank you for the joy. And in your presence, we are complete and whole. In your presence, we have purpose. Because of your presence, we're just glad to be here. We thank you for your plans that you have for us, for the good thoughts that you have concerning us, that we might have a full life with joy and have it in abundance. Abundance to the overflowing. So we thank you today. We thank you for your provision and all that you have concerning us. We thank you that all our needs, all of the needs that we have are met in you, because you own the cattle on a thousand hills. All the earth is yours and all the people in it. Thank you for the favor that you've dispersed upon our lives. Thank you for your riches and glory, that we may prosper in every area of our lives as our soul prospers. Father, we thank you also for your protection. Thank you for your perfect love, because it casts out all fear. Father, we rebuke the spirit of fear on this day. There's anyone in our listening audience, Lord, that feel and senses fear today, we rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, the conquering lion of Judah. We say to that spirit, leave, to go, to flee, as far as the east is from the west. Father, you've given us not a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and of power. And you've also given to us a sound mind. Father, we pray for peace in everyone's mind right now. Whatever is tormenting them, Lord, with thoughts. I remember right now the young man who 25 years of age, that is complaining of constant thoughts of death. Father, we rebuke that spirit right now, the spirit of fear and the spirit of death right now in the name of Jesus. We release the spirit of love and of power and a sound mind into his life, even now, that he would just continue to call upon you in Jesus' name. We thank you for peace, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversities and challenges. Even today, Lord, whatever we encounter today, Father, let us be reminded of the peace that you've given to us. That peace leads us through all the storms that can come and do come into our lives at times. Father, we thank you for our very lives, for your presence in it. In Jesus' name we pray, and we say a great hallelujah, amen for that. We thank you, Father, today. Thank you for your promises. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Well, friends, my heart's filled with lots of thanks, and because his promises are so true. I thank God for raising up my wife. She had orthoscopic surgery just a matter of, less than 15 days ago. And she has been up and around without any torment of pain, and is healing up, and is quite at peace in her mind, in her spirit, in her body. So I thank God for that. You'll be hearing from her, I don't know, in days to come, very, very soon. But I thank God it allowed me to have the peace and continued assurance of His protection and His healing power. Now, you want to pray for a prayer of commitment on today, a prayer of
Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. Is anyone there?
Hello? Sister Jenny?
Yeah, Sister Jenny, where's... I don't hear anyone.
I don't know. It seems that Pastor having technical issues. So I was just praying.
Do you hear us now?
Yes, I can hear you now, Pastor.
Yeah, what happened was one of our plugs popped. I'm serious, while we were just praying. I'm sorry. We do apologize. We do apologize. We're getting it together. One of the plugs popped out of the receptacle. However, okay, well, let's get back to praying, if you don't mind. And if there's something you would like to say as soon as I end this prayer and we complete our agreement on this, you can come right on because I have your mic open. Yes, as we were saying, Father, we know that you are forgiven and washed and cleansed all of us completely when we ask forgiveness. When we come to you in humility, you have cleansed us completely. But yet, there may be accusations coming from the adversary of our past activities. And we know that's of the enemy that comes, according to Revelation 12 and 10, to hinder us from walking in victory and to keep us from mastering or rather ministering to the needs of others. Our faith in you and your holy word keeps us going forward. Therefore, by faith, we accept once and for all, on behalf of anyone out there that may be suffering from guilt, we accept your forgiveness and cleansing from that sin. We pray for others who have had abortions, who we may or may not know. We pray that they too can repent and be healed and cleansed. We thank you, Lord, for arresting that situation on these past few months, Lord, of that physician that was proven to be guilty of many, many abortion procedures that are horrific. And Father, we bind the work of Satan and his plans to continue that thing. And we bless those out there who are seeking your forgiveness right now. We thank you for showing compassion towards each and every one of them. We thank you for your love for them and that they, even while they were yet sinners, you died for them, according to Romans 5:8, and you are the just, and you died for the unjust. We ask these things in the name of our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Yeah.
If there's anyone in our listening range, our listening area, and our range is really to the ends of the earth because of this wonderful technology called the internet, if there's anyone, we ask that have entered into that prayer or were feeling guilt relating to the past, please accept the release that God has given today. There's a release that's available on today. That's why the Holy Spirit has given us keys to enter into that petition. So we want to bless you with peace. And we thank you for allowing God to remove every guilt, every bit of it, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Does anyone have a comment, question, prayer? We're our time is winding down. It looks like we have approximately 3 minutes, 12 seconds. This is your opportunity. You're on Maximum Radio. The program is Global Time with Jesus Christ. And today, our theme is No Greater Love. No Greater Love. And that's what we're enjoying. That's why we're able to get the peace and freedom and all the things we need. We want to... Go ahead.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I have a request for a friend of mine who has breast cancer, and she's very low at this time. She's going through chemotherapy, and a lot of her friends, you know, have not been rallying around her, so she's feeling like, you know, nobody cares or loves her, and I just want to, you know, agree with the saints that, you know, to her strength and for her to come through this, whichever way God decides, her healing, not only of the breast cancer, but her salvation also and her family.
Where does she live? I mean, what town?
She lives in Montclair.
And she lives in Montclair. Okay. Well, the power of God will reach wherever, reach right into, and that must be, that has to be a devastating time for her as well as her family. So we want to agree right now. Father, even in the moments that we have left, we thank you right now for this prayer request. And Father, we know that you do rule and overrule. We know, Lord God, that you're the healer. It's by your stripes that you're healed.
Yes,
we send a word of healing for this lady right now. What is her name?
Rosemary.
Her name is?
Rosemary.
Rosemary. Father, we send the word of healing and peace. We speak deliverance right now. First, peace to her spirit and her mind, even as she calls on you, Father. And I believe that she's looking up, she's looking for help, and she's looking upward, just in case it's from above that her help comes. Father, now,
send
her a sign right now of your presence, and that she's not lonely, that she is accompanied by your healing power, your comforting presence, even now. And we're believing for a great report, a testimony, even now, Father. We send the prayer of peace to her body for comfort and relief, even now. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord, for Rosemary right now. Thank you for Sister Jennifer, who's standing on her behalf. We thank you. And that's the end of our program. Thank you for tolerating our technicalities today. Thank you for being online. May God bless you richly. Oh, they're just telling us we have 10 seconds. All right. Let's do this. Let me give you an apostolic benediction. May God's face turn and shine upon you today, be gracious unto you, and to give you peace throughout this entire day. May God bless you. Amen, everybody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless
Thank you.
Sister Liz.
Pray for us as we work with this technology. Be blessed.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Bless you too. Bless. God bless you, Jen. God bless you.
But see, that's why I want to have things so I don't have to set it every day. And everything will be, you know, wired correctly and set this today. But anyway, thank you for being here. Thank you. This is a blessing. Everything will be set up, and I don't have to think. Then the next thing I got to do, I got to get my computer worked on so that.